We are now up to Siman Tov Ayin, and that's what we will be doing. HaBechoris Mis'anin Be'erev Pesach. The Bechoris fast on Erev Pesach as a zecher to the nes that they were saved from Makas Bechoris. The whole Yontiv is called Pesach because Hashem skipped over the Jewish homes where there wasn't much difference. There was a halalu of the Avodah Zarah and a halalu of the Avodah Zarah. It was only because Hashem was Bocher B'Amo Yisrael that he skipped over the homes. The Bechoris, therefore, had a special nes done to them, and they fast on Erev Pesach for that. Bein Bechor Me'am, Bein Bechor Me'em, whether it's the father's firstborn, the mother's firstborn. V'yesh Misha Omer, Sha'afilu Nekeva Bechorim Misana, says the Rama Ve'en Aminakein, some say even women, because in Makas Bechoris the women died too. But that is not our minhag. The case of one that is a firstborn, but the woman miscarried before he was born, the halachi is that he's still considered a firstborn, a bechora, and would have to fast. Whereas if this is only an early miscarriage, whereas if you're talking about a child that was born and passed away within 30 days, but it was a fully grown child, there we say that the second one is not considered a bechor and would not have to fast. Siv Beis, Imchol Erev Pesach b'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Yesho Mishem Misana b'Choras b'Yom Hei. So one does not fast on Shabbos. Since you're not fasting on Shabbos already, you have to be koveyed a different day. L'chatchila, they were not koveyed for Friday. V'yeshomer Shein Misan and Klal. Others say that they do not fast at all. So some say you fast on Thursday. Others don't fast altogether. Hagah, aval yesh lino kesvara rishona. The minig is to fast on Thursday. Now, with regard to Erev Pesach, if Pesach falls on Friday night, so Erev Pesach is Friday, there one the Bechoris fast on Friday. The noagin, the minig is kesha'av Bechor, if the father is a Bechor, ha'ein misana tachas b'no ha'Bechor k'shadayin katan. A child who's a katan, so the father should fast for him. What if the father is also a Bechor, then the mother fasts. V'neina av Bechor, hu misana bad b'no ha'shigdal. Whereas if the father is not a Bechor, he can fast for his son. Mishtabur brings that there are those who say that the mother never has to fast and that the father can be motzi his son with his own fast, even if the father too is a bechor. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishtabur brings down the two minhagim with regard to whether or not a bechor is allowed to eat at a sudas mitzvah. He says that many are knowing today that they even eat at a siyum. Not only that, but even if they weren't Messiah in the Masechta, they just come along and hear the last Gemara, they're mitzarif to the Siyum, and they eat. Now, once they eat, they're allowed to continue eating the rest of the day. The reason, although the Mishtabur doesn't bring it down, the reason is because it's not that there's an Isser Achil on this day. It's a mitzvah of fasting. Once they already broke their fast because of Sudas Mitzvah, they're not fasting and they're not Makayim the Tainus. Therefore, being mitzarif to a Sudas Mitzvah is good enough. But say, for example, on a Tainus, somebody ate accidentally or had to eat, we don't say that now for the rest of the day he can continue eating because that's a day where there's an Isser Achila. Not so in the case of the Tainus Bechorim, it is not an Isser Achila, just a mitzvah of Tzom. Further, Siv Gimel, ha'istinis misana be'er pesach l'shiochol matzal tayoven. An istinis is someone who is so sensitive that if he eats an erev pesach, he will not have appetite for the seder. He should therefore fast an erev pesach for the sake of the appetite.